Hi again, David here. Welcome back to week two of ASIC's Movement for Mind, session two. Gray is back today to give you some new ways to work on that breathing. Now, don't worry if some of what you're learning feels a little strange. All you need to do is give it a try. And remember, you're in control of your pace. Your gear one won't be exactly the same as anyone else's. Like everything about you, your pace is unique. Same as last time, get ready, head outside. It's another 30-minute session. And if you need to pause me while you find a place to start, you can do that now. Okay, good to go. I'll hand you straight over to Gray this session, who'll guide you through the warm-up. I'll see you again at the end.
Thanks, David. Hello and welcome, and thank you too for your time again today. I'm excited to be sharing some more breath work with you and to help you perhaps build a little bit more confidence and control in your movement and have a little bit of fun along the way as well too. As David said, I'll be getting you warmed up today. So let's start by taking a moment, standing with our feet about hip width apart. And we'll scan the body from the crown of the head. So from the top of your head, working down the body, letting your face muscles relax, throat, relax the shoulders and neck, scanning down the body, softening the chest and the belly, relaxing your lower back, moving down through the pelvis and the legs to your feet. Connecting to the ground through your feet. And now just bring your attention back again to the crown of your head. And imagine a string just gently lifting you tall and proud. So we're connecting to the ground through the feet and also connecting to the sky from the crown of your head. Good. Okay, let's give the body a good shake now. So really shake out your legs, shake out your ankles, coming up to the wrists and the arms. Paying particular attention to letting go of the shoulders and the upper back. This is where we tend to hold a lot of tension. Shaking into any areas of the body where you feel maybe tightness or tension, just release and let go. Excellent. Loosening the joints, relaxing the muscles. Good shake. Give it a good shake. Shake and move around a little bit more. And we'll go for another 5 seconds. Let's go 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, and relax. Good. And just stand for a moment and you should feel quite energized now. Feel all of that tingling sensation through the body. So standing tall and proud. Connected to the sky and grounded to the earth. Finding your balance. Okay, let's loosen up the shoulders and the rib cage a little bit more just by making a few big circles with the arms. So just raising your arms to the side. And breathing in. And then bringing the arms back down, breathing out. Nice big circles. Go again. Breathing in, stretching and reaching out. Breathing out. Couple more. Breathing in, good. Breathing out. And then just back to that comfortable standing position. And I'd like you to bring your hands together, just resting one on top of the other, and just place them just below your belly button, just below your lower abdomen, just over your core area. And just take a moment here just to be aware of the breath. As you breathe in, you may notice your belly just rises a little bit. And then as you breathe out, it moves back to the spine. Follow a couple of breaths, just noticing, just feeling this. So I don't want you to try and breathe in any particular way. This area here is a great place to anchor your breath. And we'll come back to this area today at certain points when we tune in with our breath. So let's just follow a couple more breaths here into your center. Right, let's challenge our balance a little bit now. So we'll do some slow walking lunges. This is just taking a bigger stride forwards, but making sure that we keep our balance and don't overreach. Let me guide you. Start by balancing on your right leg. Feel grounded through that whole side of the body. Now bend your elbows and using your arms, also take a big stride forwards with the left leg, landing on the left foot and allowing the right knee just to bend a little bit. Now bring your weight forward onto that left leg, standing tall through that left leg, balance through the left side of your body and step through with the right. Shift your weight over the right leg and come back up to standing tall. That's great. Excellent. Take a moment here, just standing, letting your breath settle. The key to this exercise is not to lose control of your balance. And you know what else I'm going to say too? Not to lose control of your breath. So now in your own time, I'll give you a moment or two just to take a few of these walking lunges, making sure you stay balanced and in control. Keep controlled. Excellent. And then just finishing off, when you're ready, come back to that comfortable stand and then give yourself another little bit of a shake. Release again any tightness or tension and let's get started in your gear one slow walk. Off we go. Let the breath settle. Settle yourself into that nice rhythmical movement. Today we're going to continue exploring changing gears, but with the emphasis, of course, on controlled breathing. As you're walking now, feel tall and proud, lifting and lengthening through the crown towards the sky and connecting into the ground with every step you take. Now bring your attention to the breath. And this time we'll focus on that core area where we anchored our breath in our standing position. So just notice the breath here at this point. Again, not forcing or trying to breathe in any particular way. Great. Just bringing awareness to the breath. Breathing light and easy and deep. But without force or without too much effort. Now we're going to prepare ourselves for moving through the gears for increasing our effort and our pace. And what I'm going to ask you to do in a moment is to add some short pauses in the breath just for a few steps. So move now into your gear two easy walk and I'll talk you through this. First, let's bring our attention to the air just flowing naturally in and out through the nose. And perhaps you can notice that slightly cooler air coming in through the nose, slightly warmer leaving. And again, just noticing and following the breath. tuning into that physical sensation. And now bring your awareness to the bottom of the exhale. So after a normal breath in and normal breath out, see if you can notice at the bottom of the exhale that you have a natural rest or pause there. And just tune into this again for a moment with each breath that you take. Good. And now what we're going to explore is extending that natural pause at the bottom of your exhale. So let me guide you through it. Keep walking in easy gear two. A normal breath in after a normal breath out. And when we get to the bottom of that exhale, just extend the pause for 5 walking steps. So in your own time. And then when you've done that, just keep walking. And then allow your breath to recover and settle back to normal. Keep walking, and all of this is in and out through the nose at your easy walking pace. Okay, let's go again. So in your own time, after a normal breath in, normal breath out, just extend that pause, just pause the breath that little bit longer at the end of that exhale for 5 steps. And then when you've done that again, just keep walking and let the breath settle. You may feel that you want to take a slightly fuller breath at the end of the pause, and that's fine. What I would say is just enjoy that next breath bringing renewed energy into the body. Good, let's do that one more time. After a normal breath in, normal breath out, pause 5 steps. And then let the breath settle again. Nice work. And now we're going to take it from an easy walk gear 2 into our steady walk gear 3. So let's go. Feel that smooth transition from gear 2 into gear 3. Settle into your comfortable rhythm. Arms and legs working steadily and with purpose. Breathing easy, just normal breathing. Allow your breath to be natural without force. Now let's bring our attention again to that slightly cooler air coming in through the nose, slightly warmer, leaving. And now I'm just going to give you a moment to really enjoy this. Enjoy your steady gear 3 walk. Steady, smooth movement. Steady, smooth breathing. Good. Keep walking. And now let's just bring our awareness back to that point where we were focusing on in that standing posture just below the belly button. Have an idea of anchoring your breath at this center in the core, allowing the breath to flow naturally in and out of the body, in and out through the nose if that is comfortable for you. If that's not, it's not a problem. For the moment, just keep that focus on breathing light, smooth, soft, almost effortlessly. Now, in Steady Gear 3 Walk, if you're comfortable to do so, what we'll do is we'll just add some short pauses after the exhale for those 5 steps. So doing this has a similar effect to increasing the intensity of an exercise, but without overloading the body. So this is a great way too to focus the mind, concentrate your energy, be mindful, and be present. So let's go. Normal breath in, normal breath out. Just pause for 5 steps at the end of that exhale in your own time. And when you've done that, keeping in gear 3, just let the breath settle. And then we'll go again. So when you're ready in your own time, after a normal breath in, normal breath out, pause for 5. And then breathe easy. Let the breath settle back into smooth, rhythmical breathing. Okay, one more time. Normal breath in. Normal breath out, and extend that pause for your 5 steps. And then let that breath naturally flow back into the body. Let the breath settle. Steady movement. Steady breathing. Great work. Okay, now I'm going to talk you through changing up the gears. So we'll go from our gear 3 to a gear 4. Remember that gear 4 is a powerful walk, so you'll feel your breath rising a little, but stay in control and keep relaxed. And remember, at no point do we want to be struggling with our breath. We don't want to be puffing and panting like a steam train. Okay, so let's go into that gear. Anchor your breath at your center. And then just gradually increase your walking pace a little bit into your gear 4, powerful walk. Good. Breathing easy. Remember, if we're breathing hard and heavy, then we're just wasting energy. Good. Settle into the rhythm. Smooth, fluid movement. And I guess this is looking good and feeling good. So let's now shift up into gear 5. So with just a little more effort and a little bit more power into a speed walk. Breathing comfortably, and let's aim to keep it in and out through the nose. Relax into the rhythm and the flow of the movement. Great work. Now, when we're working in these higher gears, you can occasionally take a couple of fuller, deep breaths in through the nose and then out through the mouth, almost as if you're blowing out a candle. So let's just do that now if it feels comfortable for you. So fuller breath in through the nose, expanding the rib cage. Pause maybe for a little bit at the top and then relax and let go. Just light blowing out a candle. And let's go again. In, expand, take a beat and release. And now just settle back into ideally breathing in and out through the nose. I like to think of this as letting off steam. But just do a couple of these fuller breaths because we don't want to overbreathe. It's a great way of letting the breath settle, calming the mind and bringing your body back to balance. Okay, we've done loads of good work here today. And let's go for a shift down to our gear 2 now. Easy walk. So relax and let the breath settle. Have that sense of being energized, uplifted and present. Enjoy the sense of ease in your movement, ease in your breathing. And smile as well. It's allowed and it's a great way to keep that sense of relaxation. Now, you may find it a little bit challenging at the moment to breathe in and out through the nose, but if you can, keep it comfortable and enjoy that challenge. If it gets in the way, then just make sure that you keep control of the breath. Remember, we don't want to lose control of the breath. If we lose control of the breath, we'll lose control of the movement. Excellent. So let's move up now into gear three, steady walk, just for a little while longer. Keeping tall through the spine. Powerful, energized, present, strong, smooth rhythmical movement, smooth rhythmical breathing. Excellent. Keep walking. Be really proud of what you've achieved today. It's almost the end of our session. I do hope you've enjoyed our little exploration together over these past couple of sessions and that you've got some sense of movement with breath working together, that connection of mind and body. And before I hand you back to David for your well-earned cool down, here's just a quick reminder of some of the points we've covered together. Remember that puffing and panting wastes energy, so just breathe naturally in and out through the nose if possible, if this is comfortable for you. When you're walking, running, and as much as possible in everyday life. As you move into those higher gears, use a couple of those bigger, fuller breaths just to blow off a little bit of steam if you need to, but not too much as we don't want to breathe too much air. We don't want to end up over breathing. A great place to really focus on the breath is that physical sensation in the nose. Pay attention to that slightly cooler air coming in through the nose, bringing energy into the body, and notice that slightly warmer air leaving. Another place to bring attention to the breath is deep in your core, in your center, where we've been anchoring our breath today. This is a great place to focus just before you start to increase your power and pace, just before you shift up those gears. And remember, when you're shifting through those gears, relax into it and have that smooth flow of movement and breath. We did some pausing of the breath for a few counts just after that exhale. This helps to build resilience and brings you into the present moment. It's also a really good way to prepare for any session. And avoid overthinking things. Don't try too hard. Don't rush things. This is your individual journey, so don't judge yourself or compare yourself to others. And also, don't spend the whole session just focusing on the breath. Take time out, look around, just enjoy what you're doing. Remember, if you enjoy doing something, you're more likely to keep doing it. And I hope you've managed just a few aha moments during our time together. What I would really like to encourage you to do is to keep up with this practice of tuning in with your breath, noticing your breath from time to time during the day in different situations. I know you're going to enjoy the rest of this program. There are some fantastic sessions coming up. Remember to bring enjoyment, be curious, have fun with your movement. Thank you so much again for your time and attention. Have a great rest of the day, and here's David to help you cool down.
Hi again. I really hope you enjoyed the session with Gray. And remember, you can read more about him and his work on the ASICS Movement for Mind website. Now, let's take a few minutes to cool down and stretch out those muscles. As always, find a safe spot, and you can pause me if you need to. We're going to practice the same cool-down exercises as in the last session, so hopefully you'll remember how they went. Starting with shoulder rolls. Now, this will be a little bit like you did with Gray. So with your arms relaxed along your body, gently pull your shoulders up, back and round in big circles, and take deep breaths, really just relaxed. We'll do 5 rolls in each direction, starting backwards, and up, back, down, forward, and that's 1. Big circles. 2, 3, 4, and 5. Change directions. Big, relaxed circles. 1, 2. Full, deep breaths. 3, 4, and 5. Great. So remember torso twists, hands right in front of your chest, palms facing down, elbows out. And here, twist your upper body side to side. So really see if you can isolate that upper body to get a nice and gentle twist. From side to side, here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Keep going. 5 more. 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. Great. Now we only have 1 exercise left. It's the hanging hamstring stretch. So stand with your feet wide apart. And from here, bend forward at the waist and let your arms and upper body hang down. Just relax. Just see how you can relax as much as possible in your upper body, your arms. And take a few deep breaths while you're down there. You should feel the stretch in the back of your legs. And if you need to, you can always hold on to your elbows to get that little extra weight and stretch. And with each breath, try to relax a little bit deeper into the stretch. Good. From here, slowly roll back up vertebrae for vertebrae. And remember to breathe. That's good. Take your time. And come up standing. 2 deep breaths. And you're good. Each week of our program builds on the last. All we hope is that you can find something to take forward, not just into the next session, but into your life. Why not see if you can use some of Gray's techniques the next time you're out and moving? So next week, I'll introduce you to our mindful movement expert, Rose Chi. Until then, have a great week.